From its northern border with Peru, Chile stretches some 2,700 miles to the bottom of South America, longer than the distance from New York City to Los Angeles. Strung out along its entire length are the Andes Mountains. Here, among these rocky peaks, life, both civilized and wild, has learned to thrive. In Torres del Paine National Park, pumas have found a refuge. A young female stakes out her territory. She'll range over 60 square miles in search of food. The puma's main prey is the guanaco, the camel of the Andes. Catching one is not easy. The herd keeps alert while grazing, ready to flee at a moment's notice. Even after a successful hunt, repeat meals aren't guaranteed. While the puma sleeps, gray foxes discover her catch and snatch a bite. It attracts the attention of condors gliding overhead. Outweighed and outnumbered, the foxes scamper away, leaving the carcass to be stripped clean by the condors. When times are lean, pumas will take their chances with other prey. Most of Chile's agriculture is centered around the coastal lowlands, but these wild open spaces make excellent ranching. The puma has yet to learn that hunting sheep can make herself the hunted. Though protected by law within the park, they are fair game outside. Ranchers place large bounties on pumas and will shoot on sight. She manages to escape, reappearing a few days later. This female has learned an important lesson about surviving in the Andes. In time, she will develop her hunting skills. She will use them to feed her cubs and continue the puma's role in the rugged, majestic environment of the Chilean Andes.